Idioms in context. One day, when I was out working in my yard, a dog came up to me. I ruled out the idea that it was a wild dog because it looked well-fed and was wearing a collar. The dog sat by my door and watched me. I ignored the dog and finished my work. Then, when I went into the house, the dog wanted to follow me inside. I finally yielded to him and let him in the door. The dog walked slowly around my living room, looking around. It was a very good dog. I didn't even have to tell it to keep off the furniture. Finally, the dog went to the corner to lie down. Then it fell asleep. When the dog woke up, it wanted to go out, so I opened the door and it walked away. The next day, the same thing happened. Over the next week, the dog kept coming back to sleep in the corner of my living room. Finally, I decided to drop the owner a line. I wrote a note that asked, "How come your dog comes over to my house to sleep every afternoon?" Then, I put the note under the dog's collar. I let go of the dog, and it walked away as usual. The next day, the dog returned with another note. This note said, "On behalf of my dog, thanks for letting him sleep there. Owing to the fact that we have 6 young children, he can't get much rest at our house." In brief, the dog just needed to get away for a little while. 6 kids! No wonder the dog was tired.